Hara bristled. You ought to show some respect. I don't like your attitude. Shut up and drive, I wanted to say. Suddenly, Hara was slowing. He seemed to be looking for a turnoff. We had passed many dirt tracks heading north toward the border, but he was looking south, which made no sense. Hara did turn left, to the south, onto a road so rough he had to go into four-wheel drive. The road wound through the brush like a sidewinder. I guessed we were about to pick up a group of mojados who had been stashed where there was shelter and water. We parked with the engine off and waited for half an hour. To the north and west, the sun was going down fast, starting to flatten above the horizon. The sun had just set when we heard the drone of an airplane. It seemed to be getting closer and closer. Through the brush, we caught a glimpse of a small white single-engine plane as it came in for a landing. An emergency landing, I thought. There was no airport here. No airstrip. I was wrong. Hara fired up the motor and we rolled ahead. Another couple of gullies, and the airstrip was right in front of us. It was rough, crudely hacked out of the cactus and mesquite. The plane had landed safely. Are you going to fly us to Tucson? I joked to Hara. Time to make yourself useful, he snarled, driving right up to the airplane. I looked at Rico, but he didn't have any answers. We rolled back the side door of the van and got out as Hara threw open the back. His pistol was stuck under his belt. How many? Hara yelled at the pilot, who had moved to the back of the plane and opened the side door. 13, as arranged, the pot-belly pilot yelled back. He was sweating and he looked nervous. Let's go. I want to get out of here. He stooped to lift a heavy package down to Hara. It was bigger than a bag of cement and entirely wrapped in brown plastic packing tape. Hey, you too, Hara yelled at us. I hand them to you, you pack them in the back of the van. Hurry up. By this time, I had figured out why the pilot was so nervous and in such a hurry. Drugs, I whispered to Rico. Just do what he says, Rico said from the side of his mouth. Hara flicked his donkey tail. Hurry, help me with these bales. I was about to say no and see what would happen. Don't do anything stupid, Rico said. He'll shoot you. 1,040 pounds of prime mota, Hara crowed as we drove off a few minutes later. The plane was already airborne. Hara started playing a CD really loud and pounding on the steering wheel. Where's he going with this marijuana? I asked Rico quietly. No idea, Rico said. You think he's going to drop it off, then take us to meet our group? Rico shook his head, whatever that meant. Hara turned the sound down. What's up with you mules back there? I'm no mule, I said. But suddenly everything came into focus. I gave Rico a hard look, which he ignored. Remember, Hara, Rico said, we're only carrying food or water. Hara turned around and grinned like a smiling dog. Oh, excuse me, I forgot. What difference does it make? Hara turned up the music again.